You're listening to Goldblatt Career, your podcast for helping you sort things out. In this episode, you'll learn why you should learn a new language, and its many incredible benefits. So stay tuned until the end. This might be decisive for embarking your journey into learning a new language. I want to start off by saying that I myself am bilingual. I speak fluent Spanish, and I'm currently learning Mandarin Chinese, which I find quite fascinating and fun. Before going over why you should learn a language, it is quite clear that English is the world's universal language. On the internet, business, popular music, and much more. Although Mandarin Chinese is spoken by more people, around 1.1 billion compared to around 980 million English speakers, more Chinese are learning English than English speakers are learning Chinese. This makes English much more relevant than any other language in the world. In addition to that, around 24 universities in China are teaching all in English. There are around 6,000 languages spoken today. However, thousands of them are endangered and only have a few thousand speakers, which means that they will eventually go extinct. We have reached a point in which we can instantly translate what other people are saying with our phones. So, you might be asking yourself, why should I learn a foreign language different from my own? Why bother to learn another one when we're getting into a point where almost everyone in the world will be able to communicate in one? Alright, so let's go over why it is actually beneficial for you to learn a new language. Connect with other cultures. As Ludwig Wittgenstein said, "The limits of my language mean the limits of my world." Learning a new language isn't just fun. It helps you understand exciting new cultures and establish a better relationship or connection with other non-native speakers. It is an overall well-rounded and wholesome habit to implement in your life. Bilinguals experience one of the most rewarding aspects of human interaction: being able to communicate with a wider range of people, being shaped by communities, humbled by the kindness of strangers, and build lifelong friendships. You'll be able to foster an appreciation for the traditions, arts, and history of the people associated with that language. It has been shown that children who studied another language are more open and express more positive attitudes toward the culture associated with that language. Knowledge is power. Learning a second language will definitely improve your first language or mother tongue language, which you have been exposed to from birth. You'll understand words in your own language better, since a large percentage of English words have Greek or Latin roots. In the vocabulary of sciences and technology, the figure rises even higher. Both Spanish and English belong to the Indo-European language family, so it's no wonder that you might find similarities in both. This can be quite useful, since you'll find a lot of words that you already know. Just to give you an example, I myself often stumble upon words that I do not entirely understand in English or Spanish, but after translating one of them in either language, I understand them much better. All this over a simple translation, without looking up any definitions whatsoever. Learn more about the world. As mentioned earlier, there are many words in English that are borrowed from different languages. Some borrowed from Spanish include aficionado, fiesta, and macho, and the list goes on. Even some states in the US are named or influenced by Spanish words. Montana is influenced by the Spanish word for mountain, montaña. Florida means flowery, and Nevada means snowy. So, learning a new language helps you to understand the history of your country, as well as intriguing words and facts that you would never have known if not for learning a new language. Let's look into some examples of Mandarin Chinese. Jing Yang. In English, it is a concept of dualism, describing how seemingly opposite forces may actually be complementary and interconnected in the natural world. In Chinese, yin means feminine or dark, while yang means masculine or bright. The English expression, long time no see, is a literal translation of the Mandarin Chinese way of saying it, hao zhu bu jian. The word China is actually an exonym, an external name for a geographical place that is a common name outside the country. China in Mandarin is Chongwu, which means middle country. In ancient times, the Chinese thought they were in the middle of the world. Access a whole new unexplored territory. Learning a new language can gain you access to a whole new unexplored territory. You can learn from content only available in the language you're learning, original series, original books, articles, and much more. You can even listen to other types of music different from your country's origin and actually understand their lyrics. There's always something lost in the translation of one language into another. Loss of expressivity due to being unable to literally translate some words, phrases, expressions, certain nuances, and sense of humor. So the translation is kind of a trade-off in that sense. Intensify your experience of visiting another country. Have you ever visited a country that you love but in which you found it difficult to communicate with the natives? Learning the native language helps you intensify the experience of visiting another country. As simple as ordering a traditional dish, introducing yourself, or thanking others. You'll connect with others and find it satisfying to see the smile in their faces, the pride and joy that comes from a foreigner speaking the language. That in itself is priceless. You'll be able to immerse yourself into the culture and share new experiences with people who speak a different language than you. Feed your brain. Speaking more than a language improves memory, problem solving, critical thinking, enhances concentration and focus, improves multitasking and listening skills. It has been conclusively shown that speaking more than a language increases brain plasticity, delaying and fighting against dementia and Alzheimer's. Children under 7 are literally geniuses that absorb information like sponges. That is why early language programs are so popular, giving kids the chance to explore different cultures and improve empathy. This is a radical shift from the past, when psychologists warned against raising children who speak two languages, lest they become confused and suffer delays in learning. It is also not too late for us older folks. A study published by the Brain and Language Journal found out that adults who took 6 months of Spanish language courses had improved executive function, the ability to regulate and control cognitive processes. Besides these cognitive benefits, they can be a lot of fun. For instance, Mandarin Chinese has 5 different tones to communicate. There's also no reason to go to a classroom to learn nowadays, as you can do it in the comfort of your home with the help of technology. Advance your career. Having a second language also has economic benefits that translate to wage increases. In an Economist Intelligence Unit study, nearly 80% of companies that had invested in the English skills of their workers had seen an increase in sales. Having a second language has also been demonstrated to increase your salary. In the US alone, your salary will be increased by at least 1.5 to 3.8%. According to an MIT economist, college graduates who speak two languages make an average of 2% more than those who don't. This adds up over time and can mean an extra $67,000 added to your bank account when you retire. Language skills can be a significant competitive edge that distinguishes you from your monolingual peers. They are among the top skills required for all occupations, and the demand for bilingual teachers has risen exponentially. Employers seek professionals who can communicate seamlessly with customers in new and expanding overseas markets. Just in the US, more than 60 million residents speak a language other than English at home. You don't need to get in a plane anymore. You can use and practice another language in your home country. So let's do a quick overview on why you should learn a new language. Connect with other cultures. Increase your knowledge and vocabulary. Learn more about the world. Access a whole new unexplored territory. Intensify your experience of visiting another country. Feed your brain. And advance your career. So start learning a new language and enjoy all these benefits. Share with your friends and family if you found this useful. Thanks for listening. Until next time.